A new poll shows that public approval of President Bush has dropped to the lowest level of his presidency. A Wall Street Journal NBC News poll found just 49% of the American public approve of the president's job performance, and only 43% approve of the way he's handled the economy. John Harwood is political editor of the Wall Street Journal.
The trajectory has been down for the president over the last several weeks. The difficulties that he experienced in Iraq and U.S. forces experienced there have begun catching up to him. And the American people are very concerned about both the casualties and the cost, and they want the United Nations to get more involved in helping out the United States, and the president hasn't had much success so far.
Sounds like there's some fairly deep frustration over the economy. How might that affect the president's tax plan and his request for $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan?
That's one of the fascinating results of the poll. The American people, 51%, say they are not in favor of the president's request, even though they think it was a good idea to have gone to war in Iraq, and they're inclined to stay there until the job gets done. It's a question of priorities, and when we ask in the poll, how do you want to pay for that huge expense, the number one response is, let's roll back some of those tax cuts for upper-income Americans. Top Democrats are trying to push a proposal like that in the Senate. The White House is resisting, but they may find that there's a lot of political steam behind that proposal.
Your poll also shows a pretty steep drop in confidence or optimism among Americans. Something like 50% said they think the country is going in the wrong direction.
All of the post-war euphoria, you know, we first saw it after 9/11 where people rallied around the president. That was dissipated. Then it spiked again after we went to war in Iraq and Saddam Hussein fell. That's all gone now. People are concerned about the economy. They're very concerned about jobs. When you ask people what's the number one economic problem, it's unemployment, and they want something done about it. And the president's got a lot of problems. Democrats get together in New York today to debate economics at a time when the value of the Democratic nomination has gone up substantially.
So what do these numbers mean for those Democratic candidates?
Well, you still have to say it's an uphill fight for anybody to beat the president, but it's interesting in this poll we show that a generic Democrat in a hypothetical matchup, you know, are you inclined to support the president or whoever the Democrat puts up? He's only marginally ahead, 42-40, and we see even candidates like Howard Dean, who many Democrats have been concerned couldn't be competitive against the president, drawing within 15 points or so, and Wes Clark, the new star on the Democratic horizon, is within 10 points, 45-38, the president leads Wes Clark, and everyone's going to be watching today to see what kind of a domestic program Wes Clark is able to lay out there.
These numbers for President Bush look like an echo of those that his father endured following the Persian Gulf War.
It's amazing. You know, the president has devoted an extreme amount of attention to not repeating the mistakes of his father. If you talk to folks at the White House, they say these job numbers have hurt them, 93,000 payroll jobs lost in August. They're hoping things are going to turn up next year, and they're trying to convince the American people, even if we haven't solved all the problems, we're headed in the right direction. But it's a tough sell right now. If economists are right and the economy moves to fast growth at the end of this year, early next year, that mood may change. But right now, people are in a bad mood.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
John Harwood is political editor of the Wall Street Journal.